Presenting Clifton Webb, Private Face. The eyes, ears, and nose of crime.
Yes, I'm Clifton Webb, Private Face. In the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, the police were baffled by a series of 17 grisly murders. But the mystery of San Francisco's killer didn't bother me for a moment. Fortunately, my offices are in Denver, Colorado. There, high in the Rocky Mountains, I maintain headquarters with my assistant, a dullard named Crosbing. One crisp autumn morning, as I sat there high in the Rockies, Crosbing spoke to me.
Chief, let's move higher up in the Rockies, huh? My sinus is killing me.
Crosbing, there are times when I question your value to me. Remember, I deal in murder.
Yeah, well, start dealing.
Just then, the door burst open, and a very large guitar entered the office, dragging a man behind it.
Are you Webb, the Private Face?
I am, and I'll thank you not to talk so close into it. I detest the odor of catfish.
I'm in trouble. Somebody's out to kill me.
Immediately. Immediately, my assistant and I donned our mountain clothing, which I had purchased from an army surplus store, went out and mounted our pack mules, which I had purchased from an army surplus store, and got them started up the trail by giving them a few whacks, which I had also purchased from an army surplus store. We rode our mules for several hours, and when the going got too rough for them, we dismounted and rode Mr. Ives. 5 days later, Ives confessed to us that he was lost.
Mr. Webb, I'm lost.
For days, we wandered in the mountain forests with nothing to eat but roast pheasant, truffles, lobster thermidor, veal scallopini, crepe Suzette, and Brussels sprouts, all of which I naturally had purchased from an army surplus store. Toward evening of the second day, Ives said,
I'm hungry. Boy, what I wouldn't give for a mess of catfish.
My fine, fat fellow, will you kind dis...
Oh, he got me.
Look, Chief, somebody shot Ives right out from under us.
Now we are lost.
Okay, you men, break it up. That'll do. Start scattering.
Just a minute. Who are you?
My card, sweetheart.
Hey, look at this card, Clifton. It's the Sam of Spade.
That's right, sweetheart. Sam Spade, license number 137596. I was sitting in my convertible outside, listening to this broadcast on my two-way wrist radio, and I decided I'd heard enough. Both ways.
Mr. Spade, I am in the midst of solving a crime. Scram.
Snake, Clifton, this is the Sam Spade.
I don't care if he's the steam shovel.
Quiet, you well-dressed toothbrush. One more peep out of you. One more peep out of you, and I'll cut off your supply of wild root cream oil.
Oh, there, Seamus. Let's not go overboard. This man's my guest here.
And that goes for you, too, frog voice.
Oh, me. He's gonna cut me off from wild root cream oil yet.
Now, who takes the rap for this rot? Is it you, ladle ears, or
ladle
you?
I refuse to answer until I've talked with my astrologer.
Emma's on the stall here. I'm getting an answer from one of you, and I'm getting it now. Which one of you is going to sing?
Okay, Spade. I know when I'm trumped. I'll sing.
Oh, you're smarter than I figured, Cross. Let's have it.
Well, this is Philco Week, Spade, and if I sing, it's going to be a commercial.
Say, Bing, if you're going to sing a Philco commercial, I better get up and join you.
Sure, Burl. You and Clifton, group, everybody. We'll make this a real clam bake. John Scott, put us in pitch, huh?